It's interesting. We had a discussion before this started, and one of the real problems today that didn't exist 25 years ago is the internet. I mean, it's a great thing, but it's a problem because once you're on the internet, you're there, and you know, I was saying to somebody, you can go and search on vaccines, and some of the sites that'll pop up have names like the National Center for Immunization, which turns out to be an anti-vaccine site. It sounds like it's, so unless you know you're at the Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, or Gavi, or something else, a lot of misinformation spreads. And so even though the Andrew Wakefield, not Steve, paper was withdrawn, that information continues to circulate, and people still talk about it. So what we need is an information campaign. Unfortunately, governments are at an all-time low in terms of their own confidence levels, and so it's hard to get the message out, but we have to keep going at it. And by the way, it isn't only, we talked about it in Marin County. The reason polio broke out in northern Nigeria was because of problems with an anti-vaccine movement there related to concerns, you know, religious leaders had on what was being done. We've had the same thing happen recently in Pakistan. We had a situation where, you know, the military used immunization as a potential way to try to get into and get samples of bin Laden's family. So this is a risky compact, if you think about it. You go into people's houses, strangers, and you say, hopefully the female vaccinator says, you know, I'm here, I'm going to inject this thing into you. You have to trust me, it's safe, because we tell you it's safe. And any of these breaks in confidence are huge problems.
I should just note, that's one of the reasons that I was an advisor on the movie Contagion, we made Jude Law's character, the blogger, the bad guy. And what's been very interesting since is that the blogging community that deals with health-related stuff on a very active basis has largely supported the portrayal of Jude Law's character.